Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
7:14 now on this Thursday morning, November 7th, 2 days past the election, a clear mandate, I think you can say, for former president-elect, I'm just saying, calling President Trump, that's the easiest way, winning both the popular vote and a substantial amount of the Electoral College. Senator Dr. Mr. Bill Cassidy joins us now to talk about it. How you doing?
I'm good, Tommy. How are you, man?
I'm okay. Tell me what the mood is. I don't know, are you in Washington or are you in Louisiana?
I'm in Washington, coming back to Louisiana tomorrow.
Tell me what the mood is in Washington following the election.
You know, it was just resounding. There was nothing like, oh, we're going to fight for 2 months to decide who won 10 votes in Pennsylvania. The American people spoke. And, you know, my perspective is they were sick of inflation. They were sick of the mismanagement of the border. And they were sick of wokeism. And boom, they spoke. And Trump's got a mandate.
What does that mean, sick of wokeism? What do you mean by that?
So there has been, look at the college campuses. The college campuses in which if somebody is perceived to be a conservative, they report that they will be, like, shunned in class. They will be called out by the teacher. There will be people who are conservative speakers who are not allowed to speak. If they are, their talks are disrupted. There's a Fifth Circuit Court justice based in Baton Rouge, but of course in New Orleans, who went out to Stanford, and he attempted to speak, and the DEI administrator came and led the disruption of his ability to speak and would not allow him to speak at a law school, a Fifth Circuit judge. Mm-hmm. Now, people are just sick of that. We should be able to tolerate not just an opinion we like, but an opinion that we don't like, particularly at a law school. Those sorts of things, I think, have just got people, you know, brimming over.
You think it was about that or more the economy or a combination? What do you think?
Combination. There's for most people, it's going to be the, if you look at the polling, it's going to be the economy, it's going to be inflation, it's going to be the border. Those were the three things. And folks say, well, wait a second, it's the greatest economy ever. If you're a working family, you have seen your wages erode by 20% under the Biden-Harris administration because your wages did not keep up with inflation. And yes, you know, there's good employment and all that, but your wages have not kept up and your buying power is down 20%. People felt that. And whenever Ms. Harris said that she wouldn't change a thing, people thought, oh, my gosh, I'm not signing up for 4 more years of this.
So what can people reasonably expect about the economy? Because I know the rate of inflation has slowed, but do you really see prices coming down?
So I think that prices, first, let's just say this. Let's just talk about Louisiana. I think that the Biden-Harris team obviously did not like oil and gas drilling in federal lands. And they talk about how they had increased oil and gas production in the United States, but that was principally private lands. So I can imagine that the Trump administration will expand offshore oil and gas development. Now, I like that because it creates a lot of jobs. Now, if you keep the price of energy low, that obviously helps inflation. But if you create a lot of jobs, that helps wage growth. I also think that the Trump administration clearly is going to be tougher at the border. And that has the effect of restricting workforce. And so that means that the people there make more money. And so I think that you can actually see wages begin to catch up with where prices have gone over the last 4 years.
Tell me about the border. What would you like to see done at the border? Not just, you know, to tighten it up, but how do you go about doing that? Because it's easy to say just stop people from crossing the border. Okay, how do you go about it?
So we need the cooperation of countries like Mexico, Guatemala, et cetera. And Trump had more of that than did Biden. Now, by the way, about 3 months ago, 4 months ago, the Biden administration tightened down the border. It shows you they could have done it all along, but they just never did. But they were in trouble electorally, and so they tightened down the border. I suspect that Trump will continue doing what Biden has started to do, which is to slow it slow. And he's saying he's going to go back to what Obama did. What Obama did is if they went someplace and they found people were here illegally working in a factory, they would deport them. Obama did a lot of that. So it sounded like Trump was going to do the same thing. If you go to a certain factory, they've got a lot of people employed illegally, boom, you just take them and you put them back across the border. So so that will send a message to people who are tempted to come
but
here.
But you got to secure it. Senator, but you got to secure the border, because if not, it's like Fred Flintstone with the cat, right? I mean, you put him out and come
back in. Totally. You got to secure the border. And Trump had actually done that right before he left office. Biden has started doing that for the last 3 months. I think Trump tightens it up even more.
All right, let me take a break. We'll come back and talk about the debt. I know you always tweet about the debt. You tweet about Social Security. We're looking at a Republican White House, a Republican Congress, a Republican Senate. What can be done about Social Security to support it, prop it up? That was what I was looking for. And national debt, $35 trillion, and kind of call it round numbers, $36 trillion. What's going to be done about that in this future? What can the Republicans do about it, owning all three branches of government? Well, not three branches of government, the executive and the legislative branch. You still got the judicial, of course. 720 traffic now.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
WWL. All right, 725, Mark Twain, I think it was, said everybody talks about the weather, nobody does anything about it. Well, everybody talks about debt and deficit, and nobody does anything about it. Everybody talks about Social Security, nobody does anything about it. I know that Senator Bill Cassidy, our guest, tweets often there's still a problem at the border. Relatively speaking, not a whole lot's been done about it. Let's talk about propping up Social Security, Senator. I know you're concerned with that, and can you look at that outside of national debt, or are the two related?
The two are related. If you take care of Social Security, you address 20% of our nation's long-term indebtedness. And people who know the bond market say that if you address Social Security, it'll probably cause long-term bond rates to go down. And that helps us, because right now we're spending more money on interest payments on our national debt than we are on our national defense. How do you do it? Well, I'm kind of optimistic. During the campaign, Trump and the guy who might be his Treasury Secretary, John Paulson, spoke about setting up something called a sovereign wealth fund. Now, I've got the legislation to do that, but I dedicate it to Social Security. And let me briefly explain. Tommy, we would set up an investment fund separate from Social Security Trust Fund, totally separate, put $1.5 trillion in it and invest it like you would your 401k. Put it in the economy. Let the money flow in. Any dividends flow back. You hold it in escrow. And then over a period of time, it grows enough that you can pay off almost all of our Social Security indebtedness. You can even do things like repeal weapon GPO. And so for the state workers out there and the city workers, you know what I'm speaking of, the parish workers, the policemen, et cetera. So you do good things for people who are benefiting, but you also address the debt and you also lower our long-term interest rates. It's just a nice way. And Trump and Paulson talked about it on the campaign trail. And again, I've got the legislation.
So what is the relationship with you and President Trump?
You know, I am here to support our country and my state, and I have committed that when President Trump, I am going to support him on the border. I'm going to support him on reducing the deficit. Those are things we're like-minded. Obviously, we've had our differences, but I point out to people, at least marginally, I voted more with President Trump than did John Kennedy. John's a great senator, great friend, but just to point that out. Mm-hmm. And so, indeed, on health care, I was usually the guy coming up with the ideas. So I anticipate doing that. I've already been contacted about by his administration on what can we do as regards appointees, because they've obviously want to hit the ground running. So I look forward to a good relationship, looking for the benefit of our country and for our state.
Do you think we'll see a different President Trump in that? Because, you know, Kamala Harris gave her concession speech yesterday about, you know, coming together as just about every president does or losing candidate does. But do you think the former President Trump will close ranks with Republicans with whom he's had differences in the past and try to actually get some substantial things done? Because, in essence, he's just got 4 years. It's all he's got. Now he's talking about his legacy. You can't call him a lame duck because he got a resounding mandate. It's a different kind of situation for him, is it not?
It is a different situation, but I'll point out that if Washington Democrats are like they were last time, they're going to be in full resistance mode. And whatever is proposed, they will reflexively oppose. If Republicans are going to do good things for the country, we got to hang together. Because even if it's a good idea, if it's like last time, Democrats are going to oppose. And I think Trump's probably ready for that. It probably caught him off guard. I remember last time being invited, and I took my daughter with me. President Trump invited members of Congress to come to listen to the Marine Band and maybe the Army Corps in the East Room of the White House. Mm-hmm. Talk about, you know, what a privilege. Sure. And Schumer came, and one or two Democrats. But that was like the last time I would see Democrats come at something that Trump reached out to them for. At some point, they began to boycott. That doesn't work. I mean, Tip O'Neill and Ronald Reagan used to meet together after, you know, 5 o'clock and have a shot of whiskey. And two Irish guys, of course, they like their whiskey, I'm sure. So those relationships make a difference. If the other side's in full resistance mode, and Republicans got to hang together a little bit more.
Real quick, I'm going to run a minute late on news here because I want to get an answer to this. Just every day as a Republican senator, you mentioned Chuck Schumer. What is your interaction with Democratic senators? Do you flip each other off as you pass each other in the hallway? Do you say hi? Do you talk about legislation? What is that actually like, Bill?
So it takes 60 votes to pass anything. And neither party has had 60 votes. And so a couple of years ago, I passed the No Surprises Act, which eliminated surprise medical billing. And you were hearing about it all over the place. When my staff and I started working on that, it took us about 2 years to get it done. But I said, okay, who's going to be our Democratic senator? Because we're going to need 60 votes. Mm-hmm. And if we don't have a Democratic senator, we're not going to be able to eliminate surprise medical billing. So if you are serious about something, then you got to think, okay, who can I work with and who can work and make a solution? On Social Security, it has got to be bipartisan. That's just the way the rules are. No one can do that by themselves. If the other side decides they don't want to play, we're not going to fix it. So you've got to find somebody that can help you if you're going to accomplish things good for our state and good for our nation.
Thank you. Appreciate your time, Senator. Hope you come back often. Senator Bill Cassidy will take a break, come back, talk with the executive director of the Tulane Energy Institute. 7:30, 1 minute late. Time now, WWL First News.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.